Hello. God
Love
bless you.
Talk Radio.
It's going to take one of God's miracles to change the world's condition. And I know He can. He did it in my life. Yes. I walked around with a frown, thinking the world had done me wrong. But I knew that God was real. I heard Mom, Daddy, Grandmama told me, don't live your life on what you feel. She said,
God bless you. Welcome. Welcome and welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Amen. That was The Artist by Arthur Johnson. He prayed for a miracle. Amen. Many of us are walking around thinking the world had done us wrong. But we find out, amen, it wasn't the world. It wasn't the world that God had made. It wasn't the problems that we have, but amen. Jesus came that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. Welcome, welcome again, and we're very happy to have you on this broadcast. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Now, Father, we thank you for those that are listening. Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of the limits upon each and every one, God, wherever they might be, whatever time, oh Lord, that they are listening to this broadcast. And we know that you are able and they are not here by mistake. They are not here and listening, amen, because of a need. But God, you have brought them here. You have given them this time and this point and this moment. And help them in their spiritual growth. And Lord, we thank you, and we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon those that are sick, those that are bound with disease, those that are depressed and oppressed. And Lord, we ask you to send your power, oh God, because the word of God says, in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. And Lord, we demand right now every infirmity, every sickness, every oppression and depression and, oh God, every weariness, every spirit, in the name of Jesus, God, that will go forth to everyone that's listening and loose, God, loose those that are bound, loose and encourage, oh God, the spirit of discouragement, Lord, we come against it right now, in the name of Jesus, because you say we're two or three touch and agree. And Lord, we're here tonight, today, and whatever moment these listeners are listening by radio, by iPod, by Twitter, oh God, on Facebook, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we say, you say, where two or three touch and agree, and we're here through agreements. And Lord, we're here tonight, oh God, and today, and this moment, oh Lord, that you will touch every need, spiritual need, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, and we give you the praise, and we're giving you the honor. In Jesus' name, we're praying. Amen, amen. And we are touching on a subject, and there's always been a question, since I'm a Christian now, what are my duties, and where am I going, and who am I, and the purpose. Sometimes we forget, and we take for granted, amen, because of so much false doctrine and teaching going around that, amen, that God will accept, amen, anything, and that Jesus died for everyone. And we forget about we have responsibilities, and we are responsible for our actions, And we're going to be reading, amen, from the book of Colossians, the third chapter, and we're going to be reading from the Amplified Version. Amen. We'll be going from back and forth between the Amplified Version, the New American Standard, King James, and the New International. And our endeavor always here on Blog Talk, amen, with the doctrine of truth, amen, that we come together on a ground roof level, amen, ground roof level at the grassroots. Amen. We break it down so that, amen, anyone can comprehend what we're saying, as well as we all get a revelation. And that's when the Holy Spirit can, amen, agree with all of us, and amen, he can give us some revelation how to come out of it. The Bible says, get wisdom, but all that getting, get an understanding. And we pray maybe be a record, a song, a hymn, something be said, amen, during this broadcast that will inspire you, uplift you, encourage you to know that, amen, Jesus is victory. There's victory in Jesus Christ if you apply. If you apply it. Amen. The book of Colossians, Amplified Version, the third chapter, Amplified Bible reading is that, if then you have been risen with Christ to a new life, thus sharing his resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the, in parentheses, riches, eternal treasures that are above, which Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind and keep them on what is above, the higher thinking, not on the things that are on the earth. For this world is concerned, you have died. Your new real life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appear, then you also will appear with him in splendor of his glory. So kill, deaden, derive of power, the evil desire luring in your members, who animal impulses and all that is earthly in you that is employed in sin, sexual vices, impurities, sexual appetites, ungodly desires, and all greedy and covetousness. For that is idolatry, depriving of self and other created things instead of God. It is of an account of these that the anger of God even come upon the sons of disobedience. Amen. Now, let's clarify some things and look at some things here, because of the fact, amen, you say, well, how can I be dead to these things, and, you know, why it's been said this and said that. I'm going to share with you here, amen, the English Common Bible, and it says that so put to death the parts of your life that belong to the earth, such as sexual immorality, moral corruption, lust, evil desires, and greedy, which is idolatry. The wrath of God comes upon disobedient people because of these things. Now notice now, he said, you used to live like this way when you were alive to these things. But now set aside all these, such as anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene language. Do not lie to each other. Take off the old human nature with its practice and put on the new nature, which is renewed in the knowledge and confirming of the image of one who created him. The only way you're going to really succeed, number one, amen, you have to have the knowledge. Amen. Bible study. Amen. Not just reading the Bible, but studying, tearing it apart. Amen. We know what study means. We take a look. We meditate on it. We flip it over. We turn it upside down. We search every word. We look at every portion, verbs, adverbs, noun. We're searching now the Bible and looking at all the different scriptures and different Bibles, that we can get a clear understanding of what he's saying. Take it off the old man. Excuse me. Notice in the King James Version, say it is the 6th and the 5th verse, and modify therefore your members which is upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, and opposite affection, and it goes on. Amen. And down to the 8th verse, say, but now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice. Now how we put off and take on, put off and take on and put on the new man. 10th verse 8, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. So there's a power. Ecclesiastes is talking about, amen, about power. Amen. There's a power. Amen. In knowledge, there's a power in knowledge, and we should consider, amen, that when you learn and practice what you learn, amen, it creates a power in you, because Proverbs said, amen, that power brings understanding. Understanding brings strength. Amen. So when you have strength, amen, through the power of knowledge. We have strength through the power of knowledge. When God give us power, give us understanding, and once you understand, amen, when you begin to drive and you control, controlling the speed, controlling the different avenues of the road and controlling things, and you'll find, amen, that with wisdom, you can defend yourself, and when you get understanding, it brings strength. It brings strength. So as babies are, amen, come in this world, they come in a world they know nothing about, they depend on the parents. They depend on the ones that brought them into the world. Same thing, likewise, those that come into Christ, and it's very important that you have a church home. It's very important that you do have a place of worship. Okay. All right, we have a caller online. Amen. And we have a caller online, and you'd like to share. What is our responsibility? All right, caller, go right ahead. Go right ahead. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah.
Break it up. Hello? You're breaking up a little bit, but hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Maybe that's me, Bishop. This is Deacon Bryant.
Yes, sir. Always glad to have you. Good to have you. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I would, you know, as we look at this, we talk about that old man to take off the old man, but even at that, it still takes that power to keep that old man, you know, weak, and so that he don't come back forward again and take over as he did, as he had before then, you know. So you really have to, because he's right there waiting for that opportunity to step back forward again.
Okay. And you that strength you're talking about. Hello.
Yes.
And that strength you're talking about to keep the old man.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, it definitely needs that inner strength to overcome the old man and keep him at bay.
Uh huh. You have any suggestions to our listeners, what you do, or?
Well, you know, the main thing is you gotta be prayed up, regardless. And as I was explaining to the other day,
mm-hmm.
when people worry, you know, worry is not of God. So
yes.
I tell them they take it. They pray about it, but we pick it back up again. If you pray
mm-hmm.
about it and then just leave it, then God will take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we just have that habit of, you know, being worrying about things, and that's the way it is with the old man. Those things you used to do, you don't do anymore. But you know that you what you see on television, what you see out walking around, shopping and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to not give in to those temptations and things you see out there, and it takes that power to overcome those, you know, those type of things.
Mhm. All right. Really appreciate your call. Always good to have very seasoned and knowledgeable saint and warrior call in, and appreciate your call. All right, anyone else? And as always, there that always temptation there. Sometimes we forget and have, like Paul said, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Amen. And we sometimes,
yeah,
if we don't be careful about it, we think that it's somebody else making this warfare against us, but basically it's the enemy that's using someone else. Many times we've got some lack of knowledge on their part.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And it seems as though when I hear questions all the time concerning this, that, you know, we read through the Bible, even the Old Testament up to the New Testament, that we still have a responsibility. We still have a responsibility, but God has given us extra help this time. He's given us extra help. All right. God bless you. Thank you for calling. If anyone else, we thank God. Amen. Let's push one, what our responsibilities are. Amen. As a Christian, amen. We're not robots. We're not robots. And God gave us his word to follow. And the Philippians say that now we can pull off. Amen. He said, pull off the old man. Amen. The ninth verse, he said, lie not one to another, seeing that we have put off the old man with his deeds. And that show that we have the will. We have the will, and we have the responsibility And we can. And we can. And sometime, not all the time, but sometime, the temptation come, but without the knowledge, amen, that, and let's see, in these times now, there's a lot of false teaching going on. A lot of false teaching going on. And this is where the warfare is. And believe it or not, if you feel that you can live on in this world without studying the Bible or fellowshipping with those who've been in this fight a long time, then I think you're kind of missing it, being deceived, because that's what Jesus said, be not deceived. Amen. God is not mocked. Amen. And be not deceived, because there are many false doctrines of devils, many false, amen, that's coming on this earth. And they will tell you, amen, it's all right. It's all right. Live by your feeling. It's all right. It's all right. All right. Anyone else like to weigh in on this conversation? You know, God has given us a will. And we see it all the way through the Old Testament, the New Testament. And he give us the ability, okay, you make the choices. We still are able to make the choices. But because of lack of information, sometimes we make the wrong choices. We make the wrong choices. Because we still live in this world, and those that are in Christ, babes, and all of us struggle with making choices. Amen. You might have a choice now. Amen. You're packing up, or you're getting ready to go, or you have a choice now to leave, or to turn on the radio, turn on the television. Or you're always full of choices, choices, choices. Just press 1, amen, and share with us. Maybe some things you have overcome or when God had delivered you from, amen, and what you have learned, amen, since you've been a child of God. We have one caller. Go right ahead and press 1 and let our technician type you in. Go right ahead. You're on the air. God bless you.
Listen, I just want to comment that, you know, our world has gotten so that, you know, people don't want to go with right and wrong anymore. Now we want to have what you feel or how you feel about it is okay. And everybody is so want to be politically correct and don't want to offend anyone. Every word now that come out of your mouth, it could be scrutinized. So people now want to say whatever you feel is okay. And that was the first trick of the enemy that he told Eve.
Yes.
Now, surely did God say you would die? So, you know, we here we are today. The enemy is still confusing the language even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no
yes.
absolutes
yes.
anymore. There's shades of gray, and seem to be no matter what crime people commit or what they do now. It's all about the situation, and that's taken away. That's completely away from the Word of God. The Word of God, God said, He had either hot or cold, but not lukewarm.
Yes.
And now our society seems to be leaning on shades of gray or whatever they feel at the moment.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm totally in agreement with that. And we appreciate you sharing that, and we have to consider that because we live by God's written word, the scripture. You know, Jesus came in the scripture, the written scripture, and it's still God is in his written word. Jesus is the word, and the word is God, and in the beginning was the word, so we have to follow the scripture. We have to follow the scripture. All right? All right, God bless you. God bless you. All right? All right? We have another caller. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. We thank God for your call. Go right ahead. Push 1.
Yes, I truly agree with the last caller what he was saying about what people are using as an excuse to be lukewarm and to compromise the Word of God. The incident with Trayvon Martin is a good example of that, where
uh-huh.
we have someone. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. So Trayvon Martin, the incident with that was the gentleman said he felt threatened. But whether he felt threatened or not, that still did not justify killing.
Yes.
Killing is wrong.
Yes. Yes.
And he was not penalized for killing.
Okay.
So this is where our society has shifted because of how he felt. So that meant that he did not have to pay the penalty for death and create him a death. Although he will pay in the end, but, you know, he still will have to rectify this with God and his conscience.
Right.
But it's not right. And it's not just survival.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. And we appreciate your call and your opinion. And also we base everything, you know, God's word. Amen. And God gave Moses, the written law for us to live by, whereby we can be accepted to God, because God created everything. And he's the final judge for all of us to live in this world together. We have to have some diagrams and some blueprints and some ways and means. That's why he sent the flood in the beginning, with everybody living by the way they feel, how they think. And we appreciate your call and your insight on that. Thank you very much. God bless you. We have another caller in line. God bless you. Press 1. Press 1 and our technician will type you in. All right. God bless you. God bless you.
Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I hear you loud and clear. Good to have you.
All right. Yeah, it's a pleasure. I was enjoying the... I didn't want to say anything. I was enjoying the caller, you know.
We have some great insight. Great insight.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah, I was enjoying it. I'd like to... And I'd like to add an ounce to what being said.
Go right ahead.
I'll put it like this. Jesus, he said that those that don't have the Spirit, they are none of God's.
Okay.
And that's what we all need today. We all need an old-fashioned filling of the Holy Ghost. I find that I need it more and more. Because there's so much going on. Many are looking at the word trying to spiritualize it. But it's already spirit. In other words, you got so many interpretations, so many saying Jesus meant this and he didn't mean that, you know. But none of it adds to the fact that he did die and rose again. So I totally agree with what you thought a moment ago, that God got it all fixed. He got it all set. And we have to come into agreement. Peter said we hung in thirst. And talking about after we come to the Lord, I believe that's what he was talking about. Peter said you hung in thirst after righteousness. You be filled. And he talking about filled with righteousness. He talking about walking in the divine nature. See, you don't get into God's divine nature until you're full of the Holy Ghost. That's why he said, those that without my spirit is none of mine. So being a minister, I happen to be in tune with the times. And the time is we saying a whole lot in church, television, other media sources, but we're not saying enough to glorify the Savior. You see, you can talk about him, right? But he don't like sin. He hated it so much he died for it. And the first thing he asks us Here, give me your sin. He said, do you want to be made whole? Give me your sin. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
when we come in agreement with him, we must be obedient. Because he
yes.
has the authority
yes.
to ask us what he will. You see what
uh-huh.
I'm saying? And so
yes.
so we no more our own. We've been purchased.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You talking about
yes.
the money of heaven, the wealth of heaven. We've been purchased
oh, yeah.
by this man's blood. See what
yes,
I'm saying?
Sir.
And can't
That's
nobody do nothing about it. Can't nobody
That's right.
change it. Of course, now there's a lot of things coming on the scene, as you just said, that's coming on where one is saying this and one is saying that, and one is saying thus and thus. But see, being full of the Holy Spirit, you just cast that stuff away. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
okay.
without the Holy Ghost, what do you say? Walk in the Spirit. You won't fulfill
right.
the lust of the flesh. See, the flesh
okay.
is the flesh is powerful. The flesh is you. The flesh is you. You got to come against your will, amen, to live for the Lord. You need
mm-hmm.
some authority.
Mm-hmm.
You need some power, amen. You can talk
amen.
Good, amen. You can talk good, but yet your flesh is not under subjection. I'm making sense.
All right.
You need the Holy
okay.
Ghost to bring this old body under. And so you need to kill we therefore mortify the deeds of this body through the Spirit. So
okay.
we have to be. You know, many are saying, well, all you got to do is this, all you got to do is that. Now, mind you, Jesus had taught his disciples. He had trained
okay.
them before they was full of the Holy Ghost. So
that's right. That's right.
Before you get all, and that just brings out another point. See, I'm not complaining or criticizing about it, but I'm just saying I'm just sharing what the Lord have taught me. You can't teach
okay.
nobody unless you be taught. Paul said that.
Yes,
then
sir.
You got men
yes,
trying to teach others, you understand? But what they're doing, they're gambling with other folks' souls. So they need to set themselves down and get under somebody and let them teach them the oracles that heaven orders. And then you can teach somebody else.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Got so, you
oh,
got
yeah.
so many. And you know, the Lord brought this to me. You got a light card. Now, this is one of the reasons I admire you. You, pastor, walking in the office of a bishop. Makes sense,
right.
don't it? You pastor, and you walk in the office of a bishop. In other words,
mm-hmm.
you doing it as the Lord has prescribed it. Now, he told
All
Timothy
right.
concerning the bishops and the deacons, right? But you notice he said,
okay.
now lay hands suddenly on no man.
Mm-hmm,
in other words,
mm-hmm,
ordain one just like that. Let his works be proven. Amen.
Yes,
we have to walk in the Lord so what? We can stand. So many are what? Making shipwreck and causes other to fail. I know a church, well, I won't call no name, but the pastor faltered, right? And so
mm-hmm.
many people fail because they had so much for him. But
yes,
see, the Holy
yes.
Ghost won't, the Holy, see, Jesus said, can't nobody pluck you out my hand, out of God's hand. God want to save you and get you in his hand so he can hold on to you regardless of what
right,
goes on
right.
in this world. So when we come
right,
out the world,
right.
Bishop, when we come out the world, right, just like
mm-hmm.
the old folks said, goodbye world and hello Jesus.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And don't turn it. That's the way it is for the rest of your life. I don't care.
All
if
right.
you,
All
right. I don't care if your heart aches, your belly aches, your head aches. You still in the hands of God. That's what I want to
okay.
weigh in on. Thank you for listening, Bishop.
All right. All right, I know you cranked up there. Well, let's move on. We are I love when these elders and deacons come on. I enjoy them. But we have another caller. Let's press one on the phone, and we're talking about this. We've been born again. What is our direction and how we feel and what our responsibility is? And I'm going to make a shift right now on the same subject. Because of the conditions and direction of the world, once a believer come into Christ and they've been walking with Christ and they come in contact and they've been criticized and they come upon temptations, and like now we have so much going on in the world, and notice here in the book of Acts, I want to put this in here, that God people, and the word been written for our learning and for our encouragement, and these stories are written. I mean, it's in scripture. These are real live stories. Peter and John was arrested. They was arrested here, and they was beat and stoned in the fourth chapter of Acts, and they put them out, and they threatened them. And threatened them and told them, do not preach anymore in this name of Jesus. Do not say anything anymore. Do not do anything anymore. And we're going to pick it up at the 23rd verse in the New International. In the New International Version, it said, on their release, Peter and John went back to their own place and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God, sovereignly God, sovereignly Lord. They said, you have the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Ghost through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Amen. And they go on and pray and say, why do the nation rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel and conspired against the holy servant Jesus. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servant to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of the Holy Ghost, your Holy Spirit, your Holy Servant Jesus. And they prayed. Now, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke the word of God boldly. Now, what has happened here? Amen. Sometimes you can go through such a betrayal, persecution, and trauma, never expected. Like now we got so much bankruptcy and jobs are laying off, and people have been fired and laid off their job, have been dedicated for years and years. Investors are stealing the money and running off, and widows finding themselves that without proper income, and you find out you have a mate that has been diseased, and now your fiance has infected you, and all type of drama and your family is happening. This does not say the apostles were not filled with the Holy Ghost. It does not say that they was not Christian. It says that through the threats and the beating, amen, they had to come back to God for another filling. And when David said, Lord, fill my cup until my cup runneth over. And this is what revival is about in different churches and churches and prayer. One of the chairman deacon was speaking about, amen, we got to stay prayed up. Amen. If you feel that you pray and you might not be able to make it to church. Amen. I remember a time when I started off as a young Christian and run ministers they knew I didn't know the word too well. And now I'm not against what I'm getting ready to say. Now, I'm not against the Christmas tree, but I didn't know the scripture. And they came to me and said, you're a minister? I said, yes, sir, I'm a minister. You got a Christmas tree? I said, oh, yeah, man, I just bought one. I paid, you know, good money for it. Say, what? You're a Christian and you still buying Christmas trees? And I didn't know the scripture. I didn't know the word. But when they got through with me, I barely made it to my closet. And I had to ask the Lord, Lord, help me. You know, they discouraged me and whipped me so with so much discouragement and the word I didn't know. I was young in Christ. So these things can happen, but that does not mean that you can leave God or you get upset with people, amen, and God has left you only and God will be with you only in good times. No, Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. So that's one scripture I've come in to learn to use and share with those that are going through trauma, bankruptcy, and home, and disease. Have anyone would like to call right now? I mean, let's press 1 on this insight. We're talking about what your responsibility is, and now we're shifting to how God never leave you. And prayer still works. Prayer still works. Amen. Let's push 1.
The application will expire 2 years.
Hello? Okay, push 1 on your... God bless you. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. You push 1. You are... All right, we have... I guess he walked away from the phone, or she walked... Hello? Yes. Hello? 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 All right, we're having a technical problem here. We have someone online, but we can't hear them. They're not speaking. Amen. We have another caller. Let's press 1. Hello? Hello? Let's press 1. Amen. All right. And it's...
Hello?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Hello.
Go right
can
ahead.
You hear me?
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir. God bless you.
Hello. You're
on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hey,
yes.
This is
go
Reverend
right ahead.
Brown. It's Reverend Brown.
Oh,
how
good.
You doing?
Good to have you. Always good to have you. How you doing, sir?
All right, praise the Lord. I got excited when I heard you talking, y'all talking. I just want to say, if you can't pray, you can't stay.
Oh.
Yes, we got to pray. We can't get away from that. We got to pray. We got to get that power, and we got to stay refreshed. We got to stay revived. We got to stay in that word. We got to be pumped up just like a weightlifter. That's how we got to get into that word, increase our faith. Our faith is like a muscle exercise, amen? The more word, the more we are strengthened and structured, hallelujah, and the more God can talk to us and lead us by his Holy Spirit.
All right. Good
Amen.
To always have the...
Amen.
Good to have the insight.
So God bless
you,
sir, and I enjoyed what I heard so far.
God bless you. God bless you. Yes.
God
yes.
bless you.
Yes. God bless you. Sometimes we can get traumatized and things can come up unexpected. And if you can get a word of prayer out, amen. And not saying that we're not Christian. You know, a lot of flood had happened in other parts of the world, flooding, amen, fires. People are losing their homes. I mean, saved and unsaved. You know, the Bible said God rained on the just and the unjust. Amen. But those of us that accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior, amen, and believe God, just believe God, and believe in him, and ask God to give you strength. And you know, the greatest riches is power from God, to feel that power from God. I mean, out of the church, out of worship, on your own, have your own little meeting, amen. Get that personal relationship with God. And just, you know, just like you got your cell phone, that personal relationship. One day I was, many years ago, I dropped my cell phone and I couldn't find it. And oh God, it was I got attached to it, and God let me know, you know, so we are, as God has given us the vocal cords as human beings, amen, that we can relate to him and have conversation with him, and he want to share with us. And I dropped my phone. I was, oh, my God. I had to stop the truck and go through all the mail and looking around, and was right up under my seat. Got attached. Like, we got attached to a lot of things, that we have learned prior to coming to be a Christian. A lot of ways and habits. And that's what Paul had said in the book of Romans. Amen. We got to renew our mind. And after you renew your mind, you have to practice. You have to believe that these writings in the Bible, these scriptures and these people, amen, are true examples. True examples. And but you have to practice it. You have to really practice it. Amen. It might be something small right now in your life, and you got a chance to pray and ask God and say, you know, I'm going to apply this. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to talk to God about it. And I'm going to, the Bible says, seek and you'll find, Matthew 7:7. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Seek, ask, knock. Amen. Apply that and see what it work. See what it work. All right, we have another caller. You can press 1. Amen. We're very thankful tonight. Calls tonight, and we can share, amen, about Jesus Christ. He is the panacea. He is the answer, amen. He is the one. If anyone, over the years, the Bible has been proved out, amen. This is the book that you can live off and been tested thousands of years. Many people have lived and died, amen, on to have eternal life. This is the book. This is the book. Amen. Search the scriptures, Jesus said. And the writer was saying that in the book of Luke, he came in the scriptures that was written of him. Amen. And I get excited about, I love Bibles, and search them down and make sure, amen, they get the interpretation, the proper interpretation. Amen. Not only that, but let's pray as well as read and study. Because the inner man, your inner man, has to be replenished. The inner man, constantly the inner man. We have a caller, press 1. Amen. On your phone, like to share. We have a little more time left. Amen. Let's press 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will type you in. Amen. But we're going to pray afterwards. Amen. We're about getting ready to pray. Amen. If you are going through... Amen. And don't forget about the word through. Oh, you get in the rain, you know, you put an umbrella up, and maybe you're driving and walking. Sometimes you wait, or maybe you just go ahead on and wait the weather out. But you know it's going to pass over. You know it's going to pass over. It's moving. Weather is always moving. Amen. Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And we should cherish that comment he made in Matthew 28:18-20. He said, I'll be with you always, even now. Even now, he's with you. Even now, he's where he said, where two or three come together in his name, they be in the midst. Amen. Even though you might be a young babe in Christ, or you might be well seasoned like old man Peter. Amen. Peter and John. Amen. They went out, amen, and testified and talked to people and ministered. But yet and still, they were shaken. But they came back in fellowship, and they came back with the brethren. Amen. We'd like to leave with this point. You must have a place of fellowship. You need to have a place where you can go, amen, those have the same like beliefs and the same truth, amen. Many times we overlook, amen, prayer lines, and we overlook prayer bands and temples because we have so much technology today, but it's nothing like having a real presence of a friend that you know is your friend. Nothing like have a real circle of people, amen, that's for you. They're not saying they're for you, but you have proved them out that they are for you, amen. And they're not there to criticize and put you down, but it's good to have, amen, someone like that. And churches is a good nucleus. If you want to, we have some callers. Let's press one. Let's press one. We have a technician. Amen. We're getting ready to close. I have a technician. Amen. We're coming around. Amen. But you have to understand, you always need some, amen, flesh and blood around you. You need friends and relatives and prayer groups. Amen. If you're not a part of a fellowship, please find one. Please find one. Find so that the Bible says, older men teach the younger men. Amen. The older women in the Lord now teach the younger women. Amen. They can share and talk with you. Amen. It might be something you want to share. You might not have a chance to really pinpoint things, but they can come up to you and say, you know, I think you need to make an adjustment here. And you know they're your friend. And you know that they are your friend. Amen. And we're saying, regardless of where you are, where you're going, amen, Jesus, he's the answer. Call a friend. Tell a friend, amen, about Jesus Christ. That's number one. Call a friend. Tell a friend about Jesus Christ. And that's one of our major goals that God wants us to do. Tell people, amen, about the wonderful love he has for you and how he cares for you and how he take care of you. Amen. He wants you to share that and explain to them, amen, what you do. It might not seem like it's important, but he wants you to share that. He wants you to be involved with others. He wants you to be involved with others and have care for others. And it's so important of us, amen, that are growing in Christ. Don't give up. Don't give up. Continue. Amen. Many great leaders and readers, as you read the Word of God, amen, David, Samson, Moses, amen, if you go down through the Bible, they made mistakes. Proverbs said a righteous man can fall 7 times, but he can get up. Amen. If you fall, get up. Amen. If you fall again, get up. You fall, get up. Get up. Get up. Ask God to forgive you. Amen. And ask God to give me the strength not to make that same mistake again. And move on. Move on. Amen. Always moving. Always reaching. Amen. Because the reward is great. The reward is great. And I thank God for grace. Thank God for Jesus Christ giving us the second chance. And there's a word in the Bible which you always cherish is repentance. Amen. Repent. 1 John 1:9 say, if you can confess, amen, if you're faithful and just, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us. He invested too much, amen, to die and walk away and say, we've been purchased by the blood of Jesus. We've been purchased by the blood of Jesus. And the gold that he purchased us, the money that from heaven, one of the callers, the elders said, that's very good money. That's heavenly money. Amen. You can't forge that money. Amen. It's very good. Amen. So we still have a will that God respect. God respect us so that he give us an option. Even though we're walking with him and care with him, he still give us an option. He say, don't do this and don't do that. Because he knows that's what love does. Love still giving us options. Love still giving us options. God bless you. Amen. We might be able to take one more caller or they want to express themselves before. Anyone want anything we would pray for before we go off? Amen. While we have a multitude of listeners, you can press one and we can go right ahead. Go right ahead. We have a caller. Just press one. The technician will type you in. Press one on your phone. Yes, sir. All right, you're on the air.
You like to request prayer for the First Church of Deliverance?
Okay. Okay.
I think you might know them, Pastor Mary Edwards. She went
yes.
to be with
okay.
the Lord, so I think the saints needs to rejoice when a believer goes to see the Lord. So it's
all
a
right.
lot of
all
sadness,
right.
you know, and a lot of letdown, but we just want just requesting prayer over the air for them. First Church of Deliverance.
First
this
Church of Deliverance. God bless you.
Yeah.
All right. All right. God bless you. That's a very good point. What's been said, and I know some other shepherd has gone on to be with the Lord, and the sheep are very, you know, they are grieving. Not only this church, First Church of Deliverance, but there are other shepherds that I know had gone on, and the members they're grieving now, and they you know, like the Lord told Joshua, my servant Moses is dead, and those that are left in their stead, there's their time, amen, to step forward. But we know it's nothing like losing, amen, one of the main chief prayer warriors, amen. And our hearts goes out to all the shepherds, amen, that left the flock, all the flocks, all the churches now, and many more that losing pastors and through sickness and death, and amen, that God is still able, amen. Isaiah 61, amen, God said, you know, his son, and Jesus said, I've been anointed, amen, to bring good tidings, amen. He will replace, amen. He will. God is a replacer. He does not leave, amen, the saints in turmoil. He's always there. Whatever we're going through, grieving, he's going to replace, amen. He's going to bring joy, amen. He's going to bring, he's going to bring beauty for ashes. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. Amen. He appointed unto them in Zion to give beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. So God, he has the answer. He has the answer. He always, Jesus was there. Jesus is all. He's all. You just have to try him. You have to try him. Father, we thank you, oh God, for all our listeners, and Lord, wherever they might be listening, wherever they are right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon all the callers and the bereaved families and the shepherds, oh God, the flock that was left. And Lord, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind Satan in the hand, we bind his works, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to touch and deliver. Build them up where they're torn down. The Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus said he would send a comforter, and he would comfort us. And that's God. We ask you to give him a miracle, and just encourage him and give him a miracle. We believe, Lord, that you say where two or three touch and agree, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. And Lord, we believe so. We ask you, we thank you. Well, we ask you to bless them now. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for being with us.
I walked around with a frown, thinking the world had done me wrong, but I knew that God was real. I heard my daddy, grandmama told me, don't live your life on what you feel. She said,